why not, in the meantime, let people have the use of it as a greenway? And it's been done before where a license can be granted and to a group, and that a greenway can be put there. And if the train, when it comes to time for the train to be put on the track, which means it's going to be have to be a full U track. There's 127 crossings on it. There's bridges that the modern train can't go under now. So it's going to be a massive investment when the time comes. But at least that the people who put a lot of work into this, and remember, there's €1 million worth of taxpayers' money going into this greenway proposal. Everything was fine until recent times. Irish Rail had agreed to it, and they still have agreed to allow it along the track, which leaves it more difficult where you have to go under bridges and they're not wide enough. But it's very, very disappointing what's happened here. And quite honestly, I can't understand, after all the support and help by councils and finance and leader and everybody else, that we've come to this stage. Now, you're right, we have a meeting on Wednesday with officials from Irish Rail. So we'll be making the strongest case possible to ensure that the greenway gets to go ahead. And they have agreed to allow it along the track, but isn't just viable at the moment anyway.
How do you feel the meeting this week will go with Irish Rail officials? Do you feel like there's any hope of a rollback?
The CEO, Mr. Noel Mead, we're meeting him on Wednesday. We have to impress upon him. He was fully on board with this until quite recently, where he issued a letter to state that the greenway will have to go on one side of the track. He issued that letter recently, and then we hear then that at the Transport Committee meeting, no, that they're not allowing anything. So there's a lot of people in the dark here. I genuinely don't know what's going on, but we're going to get some answers this week.
If they do stand firm in what they have been saying since last week, that there's going to be no greenway, well, what then, Deputy Scanlon? Are you and other TDs just going to sit back and let it...
Mr. Mead, the CEO of Irish Rail, is stating that the greenway could be put along the track. That's there. That letter is there, and that was issued only about 2 months ago. So what's changed everything so suddenly? I don't know. But I tell you, we need to find out, and we will find out this week. It's going to have to be a brand new track, brand new rails, everything else. You know, some people think that the train can run on the tracks that's there already. That can't happen. It won't happen. They're not suitable for the modern train today.